welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome back to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley, and I too want to welcome you to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. And Denny, I am just so looking forward to today's guest.
I am too. You know, most of the people we've had on so far I knew something about, but boy, this guest I know very little about. So I'm anxious to find out more about Sarah Calhoun. Welcome, Sarah.
And what we don't know about her, we can make up.
There you go.
Welcome to you, Sarah.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, I appreciate the invitation to be interviewed, and it's going to be fun. And interviews you've hosted have been terrific.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We've had some good people on. Sure have. All of them been great. Absolutely. Really have. Including you. So let's get started. Let me just ask you about your visual status. Are you totally blind, and how did you lose your sight? Anything about that you can share with us?
Oh, sure. I am totally blind, and I lost my vision suddenly in January of 2000. I was working, driving, you know, raising my kids, doing my thing. And then I started losing my central vision. And then pretty much right away, I lost so much vision. I couldn't drive or I had to quit work. I was working full time at the time. And so, but it had to do with my optic nerves. And they thought it was connected to MS, but it's not. And there is some type of a hereditary Leber's, I think it's called, that they think possibly could be linked to that. But it affected both optic nerves. And then I did have some peripheral vision up until about 2004. And then after that, I lost everything. Yeah.
So, Sarah, how did you adjust? I mean, here you're a working individual. How did you adjust? Because you said it happened so quickly. How were you able to adjust?
Well, it was tough. A lot of prayers and praying and but I was almost like in shock. I didn't know it at the time, but I was just kind of stunned. And of course, I always had hope that my vision would come back. But
I've been there.
It was tough. I mean, I'm blessed to have loving family support and kids and friends. But there was a time, the only time I would leave the house would be with Jeff, my better half, or my kids. But to get out and walk in the neighborhood, no, I wouldn't even walk out to the mailbox. I had that using a cane that it felt like I had a neon sign above my head and everybody was pointing and looking at me, that kind of attitude. And so, those first, 6 years was pretty tough.
So when you adjusted to your blindness, did you eventually go and get training anywhere? And I'm sorry, Denny, for interrupting.
That's all right.
I did go through the Missouri Rehabilitation for the Blind, and there I learned, the cane skills, and I did go back to college, and But that was in 2002, three. And at that time, I still wasn't using a cane. I relied on my peripheral vision, but but then the transportation was difficult because I live in Jefferson County, and the one college I was going to was in St. Louis County, and the call a ride isn't available here. And but then I did learn some the JAWS through Missouri Rehab, and they gave me the computer, and at first they gave me the CCT because I could still use that with my vision. And so that's kind of how I was introduced to, you know, being blind and learning how to work with it and live with it. So,
so how did you get introduced to MCV?
Well, I believe it was through the Missouri Rehab. The first thing that I did was Jeff and I, we were looking for some place where I could be involved with other blind people. And I think it was Jeff that found the St. Louis Council of the Blind.
Okay.
And, Ben Benson was president at the time, and Joanne, and then the Armstrongs and some other people. I started attending those meetings, and that's where I actually joined. And then they said, oh, you're a member of MCB and ACB. And I'm like, okay, I have no clue what that means. I started to feel a lot more comfortable being around other blind people, and that really helped boost my, my confidence a little bit.
Well, I know now you are heavily involved in the guide dogs, not only on the state level, but the national level. You're actually the president of the Guide Dog Users of ACB. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And when did you first get a guide dog?
Well, that was a life changer. Completely. That was the big change. In 2006, I went to Leader Dogs in Michigan. And once I found out I was able to get a guide dog, my self-esteem, my confidence went straight up. And once I started working with my first guide dog, Tico, that was a life changer. I knew that other door that, God closes one door and he opens another. I found that my door, that was it. And I was on my way to a happy, healthy life.
What breed of dog was that first dog?
He was a Labrador, a black lab male. Oh. 71 pounds. Yeah. So that was the beginning.
And how many dogs have you had so far?
Well, I'm on my second. I have Lakota right now from Leader, and she's a yellow lab. She's what I call semi-retired. And we've been together since 2012. Tico passed at 6.5 years old, so from leukemia, and then I got Lakota. So I will be getting a third dog sometime. So
both of your dogs, have you had been from Leader Dog?
Yes, both from Leader, yes.
And I know I just got an email from you yesterday announcing about the Top Dog 2022. Tell us a little bit about that. I know you're pretty involved in that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're so excited to get that going, because it was supposed to be last year, but of COVID, we had to reschedule. And it's a conference, and anybody who's interested or likes guide dogs from anywhere, no matter what organization you're affiliated with is welcome. And it's it starts like, well, people start arriving on Thursday, and then the events take off on Friday and Saturday. And we have representatives from the guide dog schools that will come, and we have other presentations about guide dog related topics. You know, door prizes. There's usually maybe a tour or some type of a, they've had in the past where they've had an obstacle course. And then, so you take your dog through the obstacle course, and that's fun. So it's just a great time for guide dog people to get together, and puppy raisers. We're going to invite puppy raisers and get together and just have a real good, fun, you know, conference all about guide dogs.
Yeah. I know I've got to have a guide dog right now, a Sounder, and he was raised by a couple down in Los Angeles, California. And Ken and Sue, and I keep in touch with them through Facebook. I sent them the announcement yesterday, and I think that they're going to try to come to Top Dog. And they've been wanting to come to Missouri to see me and Sounder, so hopefully they'll be able to make that and just kill two birds with one stone. But I'm looking forward to that, Sarah.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, yes. Keep us posted. That would be fun.
Yeah, yeah, sure would.
Yes. Oh, I hope that works out.
You're a member of Guide Dog Users of Missouri, and as I said, you're the president of the ACV Guide Dog User Group. Is there anything else you're involved in with MCB and ACB?
Well, I'm a member of ATI. Okay. I love that. The technology I'm not as good or savvy as I would hope to be, but I do learn a lot from that. And those are the only groups that I'm in that has to do with ACB MCB, ACB, but I'm kind of connected with some of the other committees with ACB and
right.
Yeah, on that level, yeah.
Well, tell us and about your family.
I know, Sarah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just a second, Denny. I didn't mean to interrupt you again here, but I have
no,
to.
You
Sarah,
sure
I have
didn't,
to.
Did you? Huh?
No, I have to jump in on him because he won't give me no time. Anyway, Sarah. Yeah. Anyways, I know that you've got some interest in legislation on the legislative level because we see your posts and really appreciate your post on the legislative stuff that's going on. So I know you do have some interest there. And we, like I said, we really appreciate that. So now, are you connected on the national level with some of that stuff as well?
With ACB, you mean?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. The GDY Advocacy Committee and Melanie Brunson, who's the chair, we have meetings and interact with Clark. I don't know if I can pronounce his name correctly.
Close enough.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And as far and we do we'll have a conference call and emails back and forth on is the DOT thing going on and some of the issues. We did submit a resolution to ACB about the Department of Transportation and the new attestation forms that some of the airlines, you know, it's their choice that they want to put those in place, and they're not being made accessible. So we did submit a resolution to ACB and that's looks pretty favorable. So
yeah, good.
Denny, again, absolutely, yes.
Denny again, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. No, I'm just going to ask her about her family. You know, tell us a little bit about what your family is, you know, married and children and grandchildren and whatever.
Oh, well, see, I have three kids, and my oldest, Laura, is what I call Forever 36. She passed away 5 years ago. And she has two boys, Zach, who is almost 21, and Cameron, who is 17. And he has been with us since he was 11. And then I have David. He is 39. Oh my goodness. And his wife, and they have two boys, 1 and 4. And then my youngest daughter, Lisa, has 4 kids, 11, 7, 6, and 4. So there's a total of, 5 boys and 3 girls. And we all live very close to each other, so we do get together quite a bit, you know, that way. And
yeah, good.
But my mom and I have 4 sisters. I grew up in St. Louis. We all grew up in St. Louis, but over the years, a lot of family has moved to Arkansas. So my mom and dad had moved down there. My dad passed, but my mom is still there. She's 93.
Wow.
And 2 of my sisters and their husbands. And my oldest sister passed, but she used to live in Arkansas. And then my youngest sister lives around the St. Genevieve area.
Okay.
And we all stay. Actually, tomorrow I'm leaving, and we have a sister's weekend every year, and it's my sisters and mom, and we all gather at somebody's house for a long weekend. So
that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Now you actually live, now I may be mistaken, but now do you actually live in Imperial, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And what's the population there in Imperial?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. It's not huge, like, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't know the population.
It's just, south growing. That's just south of St. Louis, isn't it?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Down close to Arnold, Missouri, I believe. So.
Right. That's where we do our shopping and Fenton, Arnold Fenton.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is there something about MCB that you would just really like to share with the people that you really enjoy?
Oh, you know, there is one thing I did forget about MCB is I am part of the membership. Well, Wilma Chestnut, you know, is chair of the MCB membership.
Uh-huh.
And there's been she's a real outreach to the members at large to get them involved more and information about MCB and things like that. So I am working with her on that, as well as a couple other people. So that's been neat because I've gotten to know some others, other people. Yeah. And there's just so much that MCB has to offer. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, people don't know, or maybe they don't have the avenues to get the information, but we're a pretty large organization statewide as far as an affiliate of ACB. We're one of the largest. So we have a terrific organization, and
Chip, are there any questions in closing you'd like to ask?
Yeah, Sarah, I know you're so heavily involved, as Denny has already mentioned, and you've talked about it, with the guide dog users on the national level, and of course here in Missouri guide dog users. Outside of the kind of things that you've already shared with us, what are the kind of things that you really enjoy doing that make up your day, throughout your day, that you just, and I got to tell you, Sarah, I really appreciate hearing about your family and how close you are with your mom, your sisters, your family, your kids. I mean, that's really, really special. I enjoy hearing that. But what kind of things that really might be able to identify Sarah Calhoun about what it is that makes up her day. What kind of things do you enjoy doing?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I do enjoy, even when I had vision, I enjoy doing crafts and things. And since the COVID and then the ACB community list, and they have crafting, I've gotten involved in more crafting than I ever thought I would be able to do as a blind woman, you know. And I absolutely love, I do knitting, I crochet, I like to do loom knitting, and there's even some hand sewing. There's some kits that you can buy that are very accessible to blind or low vision people. And you can do hand sewing. And that's what I do to, you know, on the other end of there is day and kind of, that's my relaxing time. And and then I love giving them away. I always like making something and then have somebody or some place in mind to give them. Mm-hmm. And there's one other, I just joined through ACB, Blind Stitchers for Charities. And it's through Mitzi Kits, and they make accessible sewing items, packages. Mm-hmm. And they send you one, you make it, and you send it back, and then it is given to a charity. And I'm making a blanket and a little doll, and it's going to go to a children's home. Mm. So
Well, Denny, before I turn it back over to you, I do want to say something about Sarah. Just listening to her doing this interview, she is just such a delight to visit with, a very delightful person. And I can't tell you how pleased I am that she's our guest today. And I really hope people will reach out to her when they see her, stop, visit with her. Because, again, you will be just, it'll make your day, I tell you. So thank you so much, Sarah.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there anything in closing you'd like to share with the folks listening, Sarah?
Well, hopefully we can all, maybe next year, be together at MCB, the convention. It is always so much fun.
Yeah.
To run into people and get to visit. And I'm not sure, but I don't believe they're having any events at the MCB building. Is that right?
No,
right,
I don't believe they are.
I haven't seen
right
anything.
Now. Yeah.
And that'll be fun when that can resume. Cause
yeah, I think the first time I met you was in the hallway at one of our MCB conventions, maybe in Kansas City or something several years ago. But first time I met you and your husband. So
that's right. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sarah. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. This has been fun.
And be looking forward to working with you on the Top Dog convention of 2022. That'd be a lot of fun. Sure will.
So. Oh, absolutely.
And did you give the location of that, Sarah? I don't recall. Oh, if you could.
It's in the note. It's going to be at the Westport. The chalet in the Westport Sheraton Lakeside Chalet, right there in Westport. What is it on 270 and someplace?
Is that 40 and 270?
I believe. 40, I think so. Yeah. And the whole, I think MCB, we've had our conventions there before.
Yes, we have.
The hotel.
Yeah. And what was the date on that again?
May 19th. Which is a Thursday through May 22nd, which is a Sunday of 2022.
And if they want to subscribe to that list to get more information, what is that email list, sir, that they can subscribe to?
Oh, good point. Thank you, Denny. It is topdogconference@gmail.com. So it's topdogconference@gmail.com.
Just send a message to that address and you will respond and put them on the list for all the updates and upcoming notices. right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. That's right.
Great. Thanks. Well, thanks again, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Denny. Thank you, Chip.
You're welcome.
And folks, if you have someone you'd like for us to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, be sure and give me a call at 636-428-1500 or call Chip Haley at
417-540-9703.
Until the next time, God bless you and keep listening. You might even hear yourself on here the next time. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.